It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The movie Concussion has brought a lot of attention to the issue of concussions in high-impact contact sports like football. But what can be done to deal with them, if not prevent them? A Coriopolis-based company, RC21X, has developed a web-based brain performance monitoring system being applied to patients who have had concussions, strokes, and other conditions. I'm joined now in studio by RC21X CEO Clarence Carlos. Clarence, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
And also with us by phone, Executive Vice President and Chief Clinical Officer Dr. Paul Nussbaum, who has been involved in testing more than 50 former NFL players. Paul Nussbaum, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me today. Great to be here.
Let's begin by having you, Clarence Carlos, explain where the name RC21X comes from. There's an interesting story behind it.
Yes, we picked RC21X behind the name Roberto Clemente because he was a humanitarian and cared about other people around the world.
21 was his number.
Yes, it was. And he really cared about saving lives, and he died trying to save lives. And we feel that our tool, RC21X, which is a brain health tool, is going to do the same thing around the world to help people in saving lives and being proactive.
And how and why was it developed? What sparked this?
It was sparked back in October 28th. A young gentleman who played football at Central
this past
Catholic,
October 28th?
No, 2008.
Okay, 2008.
2008,
okay.
Yes. A young gentleman named Kyle Wilson played football for Central Catholic, and he and his teammates went to go see two other teams play, and he sneezed at the game, and he didn't know what was wrong. He started feeling sick. And
his After
he sneezed, and he went to the restroom, and his teammates were with him, and he started looking lethargic and wasn't responding properly. The EMS and the police thought that, hey, maybe this kid's on drugs or alcohol, but he's not that kind of a kid. So they transported him over to Forbes Regional Metro Hospital, and they started to check Kyle out. At the end of checking him out and running a CT scan and speaking to his parents, they thought Kyle may have had a concussion during the week playing football at practice. And they sent Kyle home to see his primary care physician the next day. The next day, Kyle woke up in the bed, and Kyle wasn't feeling well, and they had to rush him to the emergency room. And when Kyle got to the emergency room at UPMC, they couldn't figure out what was going on. Eventually, Kyle stroked, and he was brain dead and died. And that's what really sparked us, inspired us, that we had to do something about this. But Kyle was, when they did the autopsy, they found out from his sneezing, he ended up incurring a vertebral artery bleed. So it wasn't from a concussion.
Hmm. Now, how does the system, the RC21X system that's been developed, monitor the brain, Dr. Nussbaum?
Sure. So the tool does a couple things. One is it makes us all aware and conscious of this single greatest, most magnificent miracle ever designed sitting right between our ears. It's a 12-minute measure, Paul, that's sort of based on a gaming sort of approach. So it's almost like you're playing a video game, and it provides literally 3,000 bits of data that measure 15 different subdomains, subcategories, if you will, of thinking, what we call cognition, and also motor skills. So an individual who takes this in a quick period of time, in a fun way, will get measures of their memory and language and reaction time and their coordination and motor skill and visual scanning ability. And so if you think about it, not even from a clinical perspective, if you just think about it from the ability to sort of measure how well my brain is performing on any given day, that's very, very unique. And the other thing that makes this very unique, Paul, is that the consumer is empowered to take this. So you don't have to come to my office because it's really not set up as a clinical tool per se, but it certainly can be used by clinicians. I use it with my patients here in my brain health center in Wexford, but I also ask the patients to continue to take the RC21X when they're at home because they're being asked to do different things, whether it be a medication or whether it be a physical exercise program or a nutritional program, what have you. We want to be able to measure and monitor whether or not the brain is changing in a positive way.
What have you learned so far?
Well, we've learned that stress is certainly something we all want to reduce. And so, for example, at the center with folks who are having difficulties with traumatic brain injury or you know, really anyone, Paul. It's an amazing, you know, we Americans seem to be perfect at promoting stress. When the brain's under stress and it's not in balance, it doesn't perform quite as well. So you might have a very healthy individual in his or her 50s who's under a lot of stress, and they won't be remembering. It's one of the leading things that brings somebody into my my center. When somebody incurs a head injury, now we have a different situation where the brain metabolically or physiologically and certainly psychologically is no longer in balance. And there's a lot of loss that goes on with that and a lot of depression and stress. And so trying to help with reducing stress, increasing balance in the brain, even when there is a physiological issue, can be very helpful. And we've seen some scores change for the better over time. And the nice thing about the RC21X is because the consumer can take it at their home, more data is generated. And the more data that we generate on any given measure, Paul, the more accurate we're going to be with our interpretations of how well a system, in this case, the brain is doing.
And I would imagine that the people who are listening to this, especially if they have children who play football or maybe they're football players themselves, they're probably wondering if this will help lead to teams and schools and maybe even professional teams doing a better job of monitoring players, because it seems that there traditionally has been a lot of guessing going on. Well, he seems to be okay. How are you? You know, there's the old stories about, you know, the holding up the finger in front of the eyes and how many fingers am I holding up? Two. Okay, good. Go back in the game. That kind of thing, where this is a much more scientific way of monitoring the brain. So, you know, how can this help people and sports entities and football teams be more proactive in heading off concussion-related issues?
Yeah, it's a great point, and it really fits with, I think, kind of a national you know, battle cry, if you will, call to action that the RC21X we're trying to accomplish, Paul, which is, one, we have to be more educated and aware of, as I said, what I think is the greatest miracle ever designed, our brain. We're not. Historically, as a culture, we've not paid attention to the brain. And the first thing we have to do is not only be educated, but then from that, it's important, as you say, to be able to monitor. Now, if somebody has to go to a clinic or a hospital just to get things monitored, we're not going to get this job done. And so that's why empowering the consumer with this tool, whether it be an athlete or how about a student in a classroom with all the schools across the country, or maybe a leader of a company in the boardroom, and indeed the athletes, as we've talked about. Anytime a consumer can become educated and then empowered to kind of measure how well a part of their body is doing, performing, the country is going to be better off. The consumer is going to be better off and more empowered to do the kinds of things we know that can help the brain, be it nutrition, be it stress reduction, be it physical exercise, socialization, or spirituality. Right now, we have a country that is not as educated as it needs to be, although I will say, because of the efforts of folks like the RC21X and others, we are becoming more educated about the importance of the brain and how to care for it, Paul.
We're talking with Dr. Paul Nussbaum. He is Executive Vice President and Chief Clinical Officer for RC21X, a company in Coriopolis that's developed a web-based brain performance monitoring system being applied to patients who have concussions, strokes, and other conditions. Also with us is the RC21X CEO, Clarence Carlos. Dr. Bennett Amalu, whom we have interviewed on this show, says children should not play football. Should they? What do you think, Clarence?
I think that children, football is a very big part of our society. I think empowering the parents, empowering the educators in the school districts, empowering everybody, including the coaches and everybody, gives an opportunity for you to monitor if a kid's 5-6 years of age throughout the rest of their lives, if they're okay or something's going downhill and changing.
Should kids be playing at 5? And we had an email that actually came in during the previous segment from a woman named Sarah who says, I know a family with a very young son in kindergarten, which is generally a 5-year-old, already playing football for a team in East Liberty, and I really worry that lower-income families may be less informed about this type of thing. I think it would be amazing if people associated with the NFL and affected by CTE would, and it kind of cuts off there, but you get the point.
Yes.
That, I mean, should a 5-year-old even be playing football?
I think at an early age, I'd like to see the kids playing flag football. And I would also like an organization like ours, RC21X, we want to promote, get our tool out there and give it to people so that parents are empowered. And if they have a problem, they can reach out and talk to their physician because it's friendly and interactive with the – they may hit their head riding a bicycle down the street. Football,
sure.
Football gets a lot of attention. I mean
– But it could be hockey or soccer.
Exactly right, Paul. You're exactly right. And I think that giving them a tool that empowers the parents at home, to empower the physician, to empower the teacher in the school that's dealing with that kid on a daily basis would be able to – you know, head it off, be proactive, and get interactive with what's going on.
Dr. Nussbaum, are there better sports alternative to high-impact contact sports like football for kids?
Yeah, well, sure. I mean, you know, and I'll speak for myself. I do a lot of work nationally on brain health, so my own opinion is already out there. And you know, at the end of the day, I think when we look back at planet Earth in the year 2016, Paul, I just have a question for everybody. Does anybody out there think it's a good idea when we wake up each and every morning to go hit our brains? And, you know, if somebody answers yes to that, then you can pursue that as much as you want. I tend to be one who thinks that I have not come up with a reasonable explanation as why it would be good for us to smack our heads. So particularly because kids have brains that are developing so rapidly, I think we have to be much more educated, as Clarence said, and I think parents ultimately have to have the freedom of choice. But it's our job, really, to provide the proper education and information as best we know it out there. I'm all for sports. I played youth football, okay? As I tell my audiences across the country, in the city of Pittsburgh, football is maybe second to God only, right? Maybe. And so football is, you know, Clarence is right. It's part of the fabric of our country, but we're talking about five-year-olds. We can play sports because you develop so many good skills from sports, leadership and learning how to win and learning how to lose and working with teams. Very important. But what's wrong with flag football up to a certain age, perhaps when the kids can become more informed about what they're doing and get the proper training like the NFL is trying to provide coaches throughout the youth football series? But other sports also provide those kind of important lifelong lessons that I don't think we want to lose. I just want a country that's more educated and a bit more enlightened with regard to what's health promoting for the brain. At this point in time, I think it's fair to say that we don't want our youth or really anyone having their brains smacked. That's not a good thing.
Clarence Carlos, you played college football at West Virginia University. If you knew then what you know now, would you have still played?
Yes.
And why is that?
Because I grew up playing football. Football was an important part of my life. I mean, my father didn't want me to play football because he said, you got to be crazy out there hitting your head like that.
And that was when? You know.
That was back in my high school years where I was really on the field playing a lot. My father wanted me to play baseball. But
so 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
Yes.
I'm trying to be generous.
Yeah, you're talking over 25 years ago. And you know what? I would have changed the way I played it. My head was a weapon.
And this speaks to an aspect of football that's taught that may be part of the problem here, right?
Yes, definitely. You know, being aware, being educated, the parents being aware and being educated, you have the right to make the decision for your young kid or make the decision for yourself as an individual. Is this something you want to do and the possibilities of what can happen? And you know what? It gets down to the monitoring because, you know, this tool was something that's good in the classroom also for an athlete or a student.
In our previous segment with Keena McMahon, she talked about how that she thinks it would be a good idea if the lineman and her former husband, Justin Strelsik, was an offensive lineman, they get down in that three-point stance and then they come up out of a crouch and boom, hit each other, you know, head-to-head. So she says that should be changed. You're saying that you would have played differently. What changes would you, advocate for?
Keenan's exactly right. I hear this from a lot of ex-NFL players, and we have approximately about 180 now that we're monitoring from their homes, and numbers go up every day. I talked to guys like Joe DeLamalier that was the first gentleman detected with chronic traumatic encephalopathy, and Joe Dees told me this 3 years ago. Clarence, they got to change it. Get out of the three-point stance. They got to eliminate the kickoff. There's a lot of things they could do. There's a lot of things the NFL's been doing. I think Roger Goodell and them are in it's a hot spot. They get a lot of attention. They own that day of the week, and everybody's paying attention to them. But there are things you can change. I think the NFL has tried to change, And hopefully they'll continue to change and really care about the players that played back when they didn't, when things were rough. Because some of these guys are, they're having a tough time. And I talk to these guys and I see these guys on a daily basis. I mean, it's a really rough situation.
Dr. Nussbaum, just in the few seconds we have remaining in this segment, where do you hope this research leads? What do you hope comes out of this?
I think the biggest thing I hope for is really, not even with football, the biggest thing I hope for is a country that becomes more enlightened to what I think is the greatest system ever designed. And the more that we learn about the human brain, the more that we learn to tap into the human brain and promote the health of the human brain, we're going to change civilization for the better. There's so much we don't know about this great system that I just get really excited talking about it. And, you know, be thinking about the health and health promotion, particularly of our kids, I think can only be beneficial to our country as a whole. And that's why I'm excited to be part of the RC21X.
Dr. Paul Nussbaum is Executive Vice President and Chief Clinical Officer for RC21X. And we've also been talking with the CEO of the company, Clarence Carlos. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Coming up, a conversation with the inventor of Second Skull Protective Head Care. It's the Central Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.